Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/15/15.
Did it start?
I don't know.
Did Are we live?
Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Man. We are live from the halls of doom. It's your host, Detective John Kimble, and Mike Irwin on the visitor section.
I want a fancy name.
No, that's not a fancy name. Mike, we got NFL camps. We should just rename NFL camps to injuries. Injuries. Nothing but injuries in the headlines.
I didn't even know the Hall of Fame game happened.
Hall of Fame game did happen, and our favorite champion on this show, Will Shields, finally made it in.
Good God.
What a great, great guy to be in there.
There's some fun stories floating around about Will Shields and how the city of Lawton shaped him as a human being.
That's a good story.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds positive. That wasn't supposed to sound positive. That was a story of overcoming.
Hating your show. It was not hating your
No,
show.
No. It's like I read
he
an
threw
article.
Up the L's when he went up to him on stage.
What were those for?
Lawton.
Are you sure?
Yes.
He wasn't like, touchdown, or the kick is good. Like, I mean, like, it could be
anything. No, it's L's. It was, and he brought it up. He said, Hante Yo. He said, Hante Yo.
He gave a shout-out to Hante Co?
Hante Co.
That's that guy.
Boy, we've missed 2 weeks. Mike's internet's real shitty, so we can blame Time Warner. Anybody that has Time Warner, I've heard nothing but complaints. So I'm kind of excited. I don't have Time Warner.
I just want to throw this out there, Josh. If you're having
it's John Kimble.
Okay, I'm sorry, John Kimble. John, if you're having an issue and it's really bothering you, something that's ongoing,
mm-hmm.
Probably the worst thing that you can say as a friend is that, yeah, I've never had any problems with Time Warner. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, but it's always been fine for me. That's not supportive. Not supportive. That is not how you show support in a friend's time of need.
Who would do that? Who would do such a thing?
I don't know. I ask myself this. But you don't need to play devil advocate like when someone is going through a crisis.
That is a crisis. And I think internet is now it's up there with power.
It's water, food, internet.
Like, I think water takes a nice step down. You can go places for water. You can start tubbing it in. I think water is a little bit overrated. Internet is more important than water.
I mean, if anything, Naked and Afraid has taught us the importance of the internet.
Yeah, I mean, you've been hotspotting with your phone, for Christ's sake.
Oh, I know. And God forbid.
But your phone is on fire.
I'm sure T-Mobile's like, whoa, buddy.
Oh, we love this.
We're going to have to slow down that data. Ooh, it's going to be slow for you this month.
AT&T just got fined $6,000. They were like, they got fined like millions of dollars. Like, no, we're only going to pay like $6,000.
It was like Puerto Rico. They're like, we have this many pennies.
All right.
You can have them.
All I got to say, Mike, is San Antonio, the NFL said San Antonio is a teams market. And I'm like, not Austin, Texas. Step up, Austin.
No, I'm okay. Austin needs to stop doing
it. And if I hear one person say this, Austin's got a pro team. It's the Longhorns, Josh. Elbow, elbow, elbow. Fuck off, man. Excuse me, John. John.
John Kimble.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Sidney Sayle's speech? It was very heartfelt for her father.
No, I didn't.
All of a sudden, people care about Hall of Fame speeches. Now, that is one first ballot Hall of Fame speech given for someone that's hard. It was tough. And I can't think of anything bad to say about Junior Seau other than the fact he played for the Patriots. That's about it. Yep.
Yep, that's all I got about him, too.
That's all I got. That.
I was surprised that they had the old Patriots banner floating around. I always wonder about that kind of stuff. Like, you know, because there's players out there. I hate to bring this up already. I was watching soccer on Saturday. And there's a guy named Memphis Depay. He plays for Manchester United. And he only has people refer to him by his first name because he hates his dad so much, right?
What is this? This is ballers. This is ballers.
No, this is Manchester United.
Did he steal that from ballers?
So this.
I don't like my daddy.
So possibly.
Well, I guess, only go by my first name.
Do you think there's ever, because you know, in
Tom,
to bring this back to football, you'll occasionally see guys who, during the intros on Monday Night Football, they won't reference the college they came from. It'll be like Lincoln Junior High.
Because they didn't really go to college.
Okay.
See, I can get with that.
But that's not them being straightforward about that fact. It's them being upset with the fact that they went to Auburn and didn't like
their coach. They're upset that they went to Auburn and realized that getting an education there is probably lower on their scale, the millions of dollars they make off of you playing in the SEC.
So do you think that there are players who go in the NFL and they're like, yeah, sure, I played for the Steelers for 14 years, but that one season with Miami was pretty sweet. I'd rather go in as a Dolphin. Like, does that happen? Like,
I don't know. We'd have to look to baseball. They're the Hall of Fame, like, gurus, right?
God, they're so weird.
Baseball Hall of Fame is like the trendsetter for all Hall of Fames.
I feel like everybody gets in the NFL Hall of Fame. And I know that's not true because
it's not true because we saw Will Shields get banished for like 3 years, years.
Will Shields being a guard and being the exception.
I mean, for a second there, I thought Charlie Hustle was going to get him before Will Shields. And I was like, what is this? And there was an actual movement for that Charlie Hustle to get in.
Yeah, but then there was like new evidence of more cheating. And I was like, who's been sitting on this?
New evidence of him raping someone. There's more things where he's vehemently denies that he raped someone. You know, I'm sorry, but I don't believe you. I'm sorry, but I don't believe you.
I heard that he has cork in his bat. I mean, it was there.
He took his Hall of Fame bat. It had cork in it.
Who's to say that's his bat?
It's cork bat. It's Hall of Fame for Christ.
If anything. Okay, first of all, why are you destroying artifacts like that? Second of all, I never understood that. I mean, yes, it makes the bat a little bit lighter, but it makes the bat a little bit lighter, Josh. Like, we all know you're giving up a little bit of power in that swing. Give up a little power.
You want a heavy bat?
I want a tree trunk.
We gotta get a physics major in here.
Yeah, it's okay. It bat speed is incredibly important in baseball, but just let him in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, did you know the Browns? And by the way, there's actual Browns fans. The owner said Manziel is still their guy, even though in practice he's only completed one pass, and that is minus the interceptions. It was a water bottle he threw at a heckler.
The Peckler caught it?
Yeah, the heckler caught it.
Wow.
Sign
that guy up.
It's safe to say that no matter what you hear, Josh McCown is the starter. And I get the sense that the media really loves to push that Johnny Manziel narrative. And you should really stop doing that. Speaking of injuries, just rookie wideout, Devin Smith cracked his ribs and punctured his lung. Jesus, man. Punctured his lung. Doing so.
He caught a ball. It's like a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Preseason. Well, you know, not even preseason.
You know, we got Deflategate wrapping up.
That's not true, Josh. That's just going to start to warm up.
Where are we at with that?
We
need a lawyer in here.
I feel like,
because everybody on the internet's a lawyer. I think we can get one in.
That's true. You can get a lot of really sound legal advice on the internet.
I can. Why even go to court when I can just take to Twitter and get my my lawyer advice?
I'm a Yahoo Answers man myself. That's where I find most of my legal advice.
Like Yahoo Answers myself as well. Brandon Boykin says Chipper Kelly is uncomfortable around older black men. But I keep seeing pictures of him hugging Chip Kelly. I thought, you know, for somebody that's uncomfortable, they're really good. They're really close for a nickel corner. But, you know, as you saw the other night, at the Hall of Fame game, because of course you watched. He's the starter. Brandon Boykin's the starter over there in Pittsburgh. And Omar Epps said he's excited that he got it right. So, why not?
Omar Epps.
Yes, Omar Epps, the head coach of the Steelers. it is. It's true. Oh, dude, did you see the Stephen Hill news? He tore his ACL. He's waived by the Panthers.
Oh,
that is
God.
Former Jets first-round pick. I think that goes down as probably – that has to be – like, I know there's a lot of busts in the Jets' history, the first-round picks. Dwayne Robertson comes to mind, where they called him Baby. Look, if you are a nickname of Baby anything, that's not a good nickname. Remember it was Baby Sapp? He's Baby Warren Sapp. No, he wasn't, because – he was never that good. Man.
Yeah, it hasn't. There's been it's been a little thin.
Yeah.
It's been a little thin.
The big news is, Mike, also, that Ray Rice deserves a spot, and everybody in the media believes it should be the Dallas Cowboys because they just can't get over the fact that the Dallas is okay with McFadden and Randall. That's it. They just are beside themselves. That shit is going to happen. So they're like, why can't Ray Rice play for them? That might actually happen, probably. Wouldn't you say? Ray Rice, huh? Cowboys?
What team?
I was thinking the Otherkins. I was thinking maybe the Washington Otherkins and Ray Rice.
What was the name of the...
They got Alf. They got Alf.
What was the name of the team in... that ESPN show that we like so much came Playmakers.
Playmakers. What about
Playmakers? It? What was the name of that team?
The Cougars. Boom.
All right. So
like Detroit Lions. They had Detroit Lion colors.
I really feel like
Cougars.
That's the team that Ray Rice will be playing on. The Playmakers team.
Well, either that or, yeah.
He's not going to be playing on a real team, Josh. He's not going to be playing on the Dallas Cowboys team. Unless Jerry Jones opens a franchise in San Antonio and he calls it Playmakers.
No, Jerry Jones opens a franchise in San Antonio and calls them Indians.
Cowboys and Indians.
And he loves it.
Oh, he loves it.
Because he gets to take away, because he would absorb the Otherkins franchise. You can't have two of them.
That'd be amazing.
Wouldn't
Can Jerry Jones buy an NFL team?
No, he'd have to get permission by the other owners.
But if
that
he
ever
wanted,
happened,
if he wanted to, could he?
He paid for his own stadium.
I feel like he can't. I feel like he could buy.
You know, in a world where everybody's pissed off about how, and rightfully so, about to the taxpayers paying for stadiums, I think it's okay if he wanted to buy another franchise.
What if he bought three other franchises and he put them in the NFC East?
Yeah. He bought them all. This is this would be like NASCAR or something, where he's like, anytime I hear NASCAR, I think of the movie Days of Thunder, and that's it. Nothing outside of it. And I think about when, what's his name? Quaid. Randy Quaid, who's gone psychotic. You know, he owned like multiple teams.
Yeah, and I don't see a problem with it. I'm okay if Jerry Jones wants to buy the San Diego Chargers. Mm. I'm okay with it. He can change them to anything. Be swimming Shamus. Just give out copies of like Blackfish when you buy a large nacho and be fine, man. I don't have a problem with it. What I do have a problem with, What I do have a problem with is True Detective. True Detective.
Yeah, we won't spend too much time. That show sucks.
Well, it's good that you think that, because I think it's over.
It is over. We've busted out the champagne bottles. It's over. Thank God we can move on to a new cast. And hopefully they don't decide to call it. What did we say?
Was it Ladies and Babies?
Ladies and Babies. Season 3.
Ladies and Babies, the story of Rachel McAdams and that lady from that one show and a baby. Plus the dude who got shot in the face with a nail gun or something. Cool.
They really just vomited up some crazy shit.
And you know what? I kept thinking about it today, and I'm going to go ahead and ruin the show for everyone.
I hope so, too.
Trent could have just.
And for those who don't know, it's Frank on the show. We call him Trent. And for those who really haven't watched any of True Detective, thank yourself. Give yourself a round of applause and a pat on the back.
For saving you time.
Yeah.
So the reason he dies is that he doesn't want to give a $3.25 million in diamonds, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's the diamonds that's still in his suit. Not only that, but it's so bad. It was just so bad. They all died the way they lived. And that's just the way it is. And it turned out that it really was his kid. And I'm still not understanding where the redhead comes from. It is a red herring. Get it?
It happens. Sometimes people got lots of recessive traits.
Dude, I don't want to hear about recessive traits. We've got children. There's no recessive traits in our children, Mike.
You got to have a double recessive in there somewhere.
No, okay, yeah. So your kids' kids will have that double.
No. So like if she had a little bit of red in her somewhere and he had a little bit of red in there and
That's not going to happen.
You shake up two snake eyes, boom.
I don't believe this.
Redhead. Ginger baby.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
That's how it happens.
Baby with no... He just ate everything, apparently. Didn't work out. Didn't do anything.
I thought it was surprising.
I'd be like, there's no way he's my son. Look at him. He should have a drink in his hand.
He's my son. Yeah, I don't know. There were things I really liked about the season.
Yeah, it was a weird thing. This show is weird.
There was shootouts and stuff like that.
He had the best one-liner ever. Decent shootouts. And yeah. The rest... of long, drawn-out bullshit.
And a story that never really made sense and a conclusion that never really worked.
And those people that are like, it's good. I'm like, shut up. Quit trying to be a contrarian dickhead. Quit. It's like, this show's good. I don't get what you guys are bitching about. Like, because it's not season one, part two. That's why. That's why. People want more Matthew McConaughey. They just don't want him to die, Mike.
They refuse to let him die.
They do.
Lives on in spirit in all of us, Josh. As Americans, if we don't have McConaughey, what do we have?
We've got the Philadelphia Eagles. By the way, their sixth-round cornerback pick, Jacory Shepard, he tore his ACL. So really trading away a guy. You know, you might regret trading away Brandon Boykin. You might want to get a little comfortable with that black man.
Yeah, so what do you think about that? Because someone asked me, like I knew what was in Chip Kelly's head.
Chip Kelly is either going to be a genius
or racist.
Gonna be he's shaped. This is his roster. This is all his besides the racist, the white guy, Cooper. I think he's traded over everyone except Cooper.
Well, it's not that. It's just that what I hear specifically is that Chip Kelly doesn't seem to like folks of different races.
But he signed DeMarco Murray.
What is the deal with Chip Kelly and the race relations on that team?
I think it's just fine. I think what it is you bring in Tim Tebow, then everybody is like, what the fuck is going on? You let go of McCoy, you bring in Tebow. You let go of Macklin, you brought in... a draft pick.
Whitey Ford.
You brought in Bradford. You traded Foles for Bradford. That still doesn't sit right. It's just like you traded a guy who's always injured, a starting cornerback for a guy that's always injured. Now, I don't believe in being injury prone. But my God, the guy makes a strong case.
Is a person who doesn't believe in injury proneness. Sam Bradford and Danny Amendola, for you, are outliers in a world where there is no such thing.
Right. You know what's interesting? I don't think Chip Kelly even looks at race at this. I think
he doesn't see race, clearly.
No. And I think it's crazy that we had some dude from Stanford had to talk, like sociologist, come in and talk about it, about how players are, you know, jilted by leaving. And so they're going to, you know, attach what the last person said that went out first. So I thought that was interesting. No, I don't think Chip Kelly's racist. There's not one person out there now. He's building his own roster. And either he's going to be a genius or is going to be a fucking idiot and out of the league pretty soon. They've got Ryan Matthews. They've got DeMarco Murray back there. I think.
No, I don't get it. Like,
Broles.
Have you heard like a recent coach in the last 50 years? Okay, not 50 years.
Yes, 50 years.
Let's try 5 years.
Okay, 10. At least 10. Give me 10.
10 years.
Bill Cowher was not a racist.
Have you heard a single player leave a club and specifically single out their coach as a racist?
No, they didn't say that. They said he's uncomfortable around black people or black men, mature black men.
I feel like I don't believe
whatever
that.
The fuck that is.
Specifically mature black men.
Yes.
Chip. Kelly, Brian. Racist? Question mark?
Eagles players.
Oh,
well, just say no.
According to Deadspin, they're not saying he's a racist. It's just a tyrant, which is different.
A tyrant?
Yeah, like he...
We'd never heard that before.
Yeah,
Bill
I know.
Bill Belichick's a tyrant.
I don't know. LeSean McCoy still stands strong by that.
If I got shipped off to Buffalo, I'd be a little bit pissed off, too. I mean, I'm leaving Philadelphia. We're pretty much, 3 hours away from anything, and I'm going to Buffalo. Great. No offense, Bills fans. Jesus. You guys live there, used to this shit. They're not. Man. Whew.
I don't know. I don't know.
You think he's racist is what you're saying.
I'm not saying I think he's racist, but there's definitely something wrong there.
It happens all the time. So a white coach can't trade or cut any racial players.
No, I'm not saying that.
Like, including white people.
It happens every single day.
Any race.
I get it. It's a business. People move around. They get fired. Whatever. But I just don't hear him say, hey, that coach specifically, that guy right there, he doesn't like me. Not because I can't play football, but because of something else.
I wish it was all just football related, but.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
When you trade your star, a young star in McCoy. People are going to say, what the fuck? Now, granted, you got Kiko Alonso back, right? Great Kiko.
Yeah.
I don't know where you stand on that. Do you get a good linebacker or do you want a running back?
I'd rather have a Kiko Alonso than LeSean McCoy.
Really?
I
feel like we can go there. Yeah, I agree. Okay, yeah.
Well, and the reason is that even really good running backs just don't run forever. They just don't. No one runs forever. There's not 30-year-old running backs.
You're
anymore.
The Shanahan talk. Shanahan talk. Anyway, Jason Morrow's listed as the team's third tight end. That's kind of surprising. You got Jeff Cumberland, and then, you know, your blocking specialist, thanks, Kellen Davis, and then Amaro. I guess he's not really impressing anyone. That's a high draft pick to not be impressing anyone. Now, I knew Cumberland. Cumberland's like he's like overall a decent tight end. I mean, what I mean by that is like he's got his blocking game and he catches some passes.
He's the Michael Bradley of soccer. He's the same thing. Like he's a guy, if this was Madden, and I haven't seen his stats, so I'm just making these up.
82?
No, he would be like 68 all the way across the board. Like everything he does is just.
So where's Lamaro if he's 68?
Well, the thing is that when people talk about Cumberland, they go, yeah, he can block.
Okay, I'd put him at 75.
He can kind of catch. He can kind of run, kind of run a route, sort of. Like, it's just, it's good enough. It's like
we need a Madden, like, just a guy on the show to just look up Madden.
Yeah, just too expensive. I can't afford the system, Josh. And I don't trust Brian around it.
Well, so, I'm going to be playing the demo, so it's probably going to suck.
Gonna have to check the Cumberland stats on the demo. Sure, those are correct. No, but Jason Morrow he's like a slow big wide receiver who plays tight end.
People thought he was gonna come in. He's gonna be Aaron Hernandez too.
Yeah, I thought he had a good year, and I'm glad he's not an Aaron Hernandez too because.
Well, you know what I mean. On the field,
off the field. Jason Morrow is.
They really should just defranchise the Browns. Just take all the good players and ship them off to other people.
Well, oof. You know, it's this
like
week.
Joe Thomas doesn't deserve that kind of shit. Joe Thomas deserves a team that's going to win him a Super Bowl. The guy's too good to be on that team.
This week, EPL started, English Premier League Soccer, which always begs me to ask, would you support a system where there was like, I don't know, let's just pretend there were two leagues of football teams, and if you were shitty, you had to go play with the other shitty teams, and then the two best players from the shitty league, or the two best teams from the shitty league would come up and be part of the NFL. Would you support something like that? Where like,
yeah, well, I've had this conversation before about if the NFL were to go to a premier, like a that type
yeah,
like, of
yeah, sort of a relegation system, sort of yeah,
it'd be interesting. Let's put it that way.
I mean, part of it is that this is a conversation that the Major League Soccer owners have had to have, and they decided no. We're not comfortable with it because we have to pay $100 million to have a franchise here. And I'm not paying $100 million for a team that can suddenly suck really bad and go play the Idaho Vandals of the world. So they refuse to do that. But there is a certain bit of me that really appreciates the fact that if you're bad, you have to go home. Mm-hmm. And we're going to find someone else who can play better than you because it's just not fun anymore. Like, it's not fun beating you up. Like, at some point, I just get tired of the Browns. I get, you know, there were probably 10 years there where I think the entire league.
How many times have we heard that the dark horse to win the AFC North? You're not getting past the Ravens, and you're not getting past the Steelers. Stop fucking lying to yourself. Stop it. It's like the kid that keeps touching the fucking burner. Quit touching it. It's hot. It's gonna burn your little fucking fingers.
It's still gonna be hot when you come back.
Yes.
Don't touch it then either.
Jesus Christ, man. Just get, you know, that's the thing about the Jets. They know what they are.
There's Geno Smith and a little bit of Fitzpatrick.
By the way, Geno Smith got booed at practice. Jesus Christ, the fans are booing at practice.
He had a rough. Cool with it. He had a big smile on his face.
What can he say? What can he say? Well, it really fucking pissed me off. I mean, I got real sad and I threw some more picks. Jesus Christ. I mean, God. My thing is this. If he's going to sit here and says it makes him better, well, when the 40th turnover turned into the 41st, then he should have been really good because the fans were not at it. There's a reason why you're getting booed at practice. Now, granted, do I agree with it? Fuck no. I do not agree with that. You don't boo. It's practice, man. Let them make mistakes. Let them do these things. Do I want to see him succeed? You bet your ass I do, because, by God, I guess we got to have some kind of bright hope. Might turn into a freight train destroying our hopes and dreams, but at least there's something there.
Josh, do you believe in booing your own player?
Oh, not at practice.
Well, I'm trying to
think. If it's a game, you're just stinking up the joint. You're just terrible. We've got to let the coach know, hey, this is not good. Sometimes the coach can be over there on the defense all the time and not really paying attention to the offense.
Actually, now that we're saying that, do you think that was all part of his master plan to play more defense?
Yes, I do think it was part of his master plan to play more defense. We'll just suck so bad on the offense that my team defensively will always be out there.
He's just like, ground and pound sounds fantastic. Meanwhile, I just drafted 9 more linebackers.
Something's wrong with our secondary. Oh, by the way, did you hear Milliner is already hurt and requiring surgery?
It's always another. A shame.
So if I've got Stephen Hill in one corner and D. Milliner over here in the other corner, which one are you going saying is the biggest bust? Or Dwayne Robinson. Got to throw Dwayne Robinson in there.
I don't know, man.
I'm gonna go Stephen Hill.
There's still people who look at Golston. They still look at Golston.
Oh shit! Okay, so we've got the quadfecta, the four way just shit blown bust. Golston, Dwayne Robinson, Stephen Hill, D. Milliner. Now, granted, D. Milliner is still fresh, but whew, this guy said he was the best cornerback in the league. Not so much, man. Now, I can't fault the guy for never seeing the field.
Okay, I changed my mind. I changed my mind, Josh. All those other people's names, you just take them off. You put them back in your pocket.
Okay.
It's okay. They're good. Those are great players.
Those are, okay.
Kyle Wilson is the worst Jet first-round pick in the entire
Kyle Wilson
of the New York Jets.
Why did
taken with the 29th pick. I couldn't believe it. I can't believe I didn't know he was a first-round pick.
Kyle Wilson.
Okay, first of all, do you remember that first game?
You don't like him because he went to bullshit state. Is that what it is?
Oh, that's a strong reason to start.
What's wrong with Kyle Wilson?
He's not good.
What?
He's not good at football.
Do
you remember that game he lost the Jets? Like his first
what round
game?
Was he taking it?
He got
the
first
round.
Like, if you told me this guy was a 6th-round pick, I'd be like, yeah, I don't like him because he's from Boise State and he kind of sucks at football. But he was a 6th-round pick. It's okay. Whatever. You don't get a lot in the 6th
2010 round. Draft. So he's been playing for 5 years.
I'm telling you, he lost us the game the first time out there because he couldn't stop jacking his jaw.
You don't play with him? Yeah, he does.
Nah, I think he's a saint now. Good. Go away.
He is a saint?
Worst Jet 1st-round pick ever.
Wow.
Right there.
Kyle Wilson.
Don't even worry about the other ones. Ever.
Man. Kyle Wilson or Dean Milliner? I don't know, man.
I don't know. Dean Milliner tells me a lot that he's an elite quarterback. Or, sorry, quarterback. Cornerback. In the NFL. I still hold by my analysis saying that you don't draft a guy who has knee problems in college.
Yeah, and it's had massive surgeries.
And that one position where you have to run all the time.
Cam Newton was involved in a fight today.
That doesn't show leadership.
Great, now we get more bullshit.
Says some article somewhere.
Some guy. All right, let's run down.
Smiling. I want to point out, if you've seen a photo, he was smiling while he's punching this corner.
I love it. I love it. Shows passion. If Tom Brady was to get in a fight, which he does, right? Everybody's like, oh, look at the fire in that guy. Look at the fire. He's just so passionate about the game. Tom Brady's so goddamn passionate. Cam Newton gets in a fight. That's not how you do it, man. You're going to get injured out there. You got to show some leadership, man. Come on. All right, let's see. Bills news. Nah. Miami Dolphins look pretty strong. They're pretty, you know, they're like, they're pretty strong. They've got a really solid team, man. Patriots, you've already heard too much. Jets, we talked about that. The Ravens, they've got injuries coming in and out. The Bengals are the Bengals. The Browns are definitely the Browns. You got the Steelers. They looked – Landry Jones sucks. Just get rid of him. The Texans, I don't know. They're not really – Oh, yeah, I forgot. Texans. That would be Arian Foster, who said he's an atheist, like we didn't know that already. His groin is tore. He might want to ask God to heal him. He's had some surgery. The Colts, well, they're weird because they're young and old at the same time. The Jags, they're not winning shit. Justin Blackman's probably never going to play again.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know, dude.
No. What did he just disappear into the woods somewhere?
I think he failed one too many drug tests, and at this point, I think it's over.
He just, because I read an article.
What are you talking about, dude? Justin Blackman joined True Detective Season 2 and went down with Ray.
He's on Season 3, though.
Okay.
Just stands in the corner.
Mariota, they said, is miles ahead of everyone. Years, actually. They said years. I'm shocked.
Does he have old legs?
No comment. The Broncos are talking about how they're going to bring in analytics into the game. Like, okay, thanks. Kansas City Chiefs, they're looking solid. The Raiders, they're young, an up-and-coming team. The Chargers, they're young, and Phillip Rivers. And Phillip Rivers had another kid, just so you know. It's another girl, by the way. He's got like 6 girls and 2 boys or some crazy shit. The Cowboys, Giants... Odell Beckham. I should just rename the New York football Odell Beckham Juniors and Eli Manning. That's what that team is. Jason Pierre-Paul, God knows what's going on with him. You got the Otherkins. We don't talk about them. Chicago Bears, they suck. Lions, Packers, Vikings. Yep. Falcons. They're trying to sign Julio, Mike. Think they get it signed?
No. And I was just looking at the name of Philip Rivers' children.
Yes.
It's weird. It's weird because...
What do you think they're weird for? They got Philip Rivers as their dad.
They also, it's sort of like a George Foreman thing where...
Oh, no. All the girls are named Philip Rivers?
All the girls have this form of Philip. It's like...
Are you serious?
Philberta, Philbertha.
Really? Are you being serious right now? I feel like we're watching Inception and the name's Philippa.
Philippia.
That's terrible. And we make fun of Antonio Cromartie for having a bunch of kids. Come on now. That's okay. He's white. He's got religion and all this other shit. Panthers. We just talked about them. Saints, man. What do you think about the Saints? Is there anybody playing defense?
Kyle Wilson won't be.
Thank you. Thank you. CJ Spiller was listed as their third string back. I don't know what to say about that. You got Kerry Robinson. Of course, you got Mark Ingram.
Deuce
McAllister still playing there. You've got everybody talking about the Bucks, the Yucks, and Jameis Winston leading skyscrapers out there. Tall wide receivers. Tall tight end. They just re-signed Levante David. Interesting team now. I'm sure Lovie Smith will make it real mediocre for everybody there. You got the Cardinals signing a female coach. Like, okay, just an intern, I guess. I don't know. Where is it a coach? Is it an intern? If you're an intern around here, it's not really that high profile. Mm-hmm. I don't really care that there's a woman coach. It doesn't really...
Yeah, I have no thought
about
it. I
don't really give a shit.
Never.
But we're going to make a big deal about it. The Rams, will they go to L.A.? Sure, why not? San Francisco is just shitbox. Alden Smith, third DUI. Mike, I have this belief that the first time you do it, you made a stupid mistake. The second time you do, you're just stupid. Third time, get the fuck away from me. And that's what the 49ers did. They let go of Alden Smith. And now they're taking their head coach, who nobody knows is their head coach. Everybody keeps passing him in the interviews, thinking that he's, you know, part of the equipment management team. And, oh, that's the head coach. Yeah, hey, I got questions for you. Colin Kaepernick, and then that's about it. And then the Seattle Seahawks, which they got old Russell Wilson signed. And Mike Florio asked Eli Manning what he thought about Russell Wilson's contract. Eli shrugged his eyebrows like, what the fuck are you talking about? He didn't understand that. Why would you ask me that? I don't know.
He's a quarterback who gets paid money.
Why would you ask him that? What does that have to do with anything? That's pro football talk for you.
<Do-do-do>. So the Josh, I have a new love.
Four?
I didn't know I had it. I didn't know I had it in me. I'm not good at it either. Fantasy English Premier League soccer.
Oh, no. I'm not doing this. I'm not gonna help you. I'm not doing any of that.
No. It's beautiful.
It's really not beautiful.
It's a beautiful game. So you get $100 million, and you get to draft. You know, sign 15 players, and you get 30 transfers through the first segment. And there's like four segments. The thing about this is, you know how many weeks is fantasy football? Like 10.
What?
Like fantasy football.
Think about this for a minute.
No, it's not 16.
No.
12?
You're going to get at least three rounds of playoffs. Well, nobody plays in week 17.
Sometimes I play in leagues of six people, Josh. I don't know. I don't know how many leagues.
If you make the playoffs, there's 16 weeks.
Okay, 16 weeks. Well, how many months is that, Josh? 4 months?
4 months.
Because the fun thing...
Don't ask me in days. I will rip your throat
how many Sundays would
that be? How many hours is that?
So the thing about EPL Fantasy League is that apparently
Why do you want to ruin your fandomhood? I told you. Go on.
So I'm gonna defend this. I'm gonna come completely full circle and tell you all the things I tell you that I hate about fantasy football. I'm gonna tell you that I like them about fantasy soccer.
So you know what? I should do this. I should get into fantasy soccer just so I can see if I can learn people and do this.
Exactly, and that's my point is that, you know, I play soccer every week. I run around. I kick a ball. They scream things at me. I don't know what they're talking about. I barely watch it. I watch, like, the U.S. men's team when it's on, or the ladies, if they're available. And that's it. And so I know maybe 50 names. And when I say I know them, I've heard people say them one time before a game. I don't know what team they play for. I don't know what they're good at. Like, it's really kind of embarrassing. And the week of – well, the 4 hours of prep work I did before signing my team, I learned so much, Josh. I learned so much about all my new favorite players.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like this is my team. No, I don't really feel like that. I just like when people say that shit when they talk about fantasy football.
Oh, yeah, it's really bad.
But the thing I will say is I'm playing in a league with like 10 guys and a girl who all like soccer a lot, all of a bunch of Americans, not very snotty about it.
See, this is the problem. Here's why. Nobody knows when soccer season is.
That's the point. It never stops. The league itself is not – it's not 16 weeks. It's like 16 months. Like, it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It's so
long. There's a reason why that fucking preseason game was watched more than the NHL Stanley Cup final, mainly because everybody knew that the Blackhawks were going to win. But that's beside the point. That's beside the point that a preseason game, the Hall of Fame game, outscored in ratings because football has the right amount of weeks and knows how to get you enough and then take a break, back off the pedal, unlike other sports.
Okay, so I lied. There's 20 weeks.
Okay, so now you get your facts together.
So I got my facts together. And they
I'm going to get my papers.
I got my papers.
I got my papers.
But I just want you to know right now that the visitor section is doing quite well. We're scored 45 points this week, which is above average. It's above average. The average median was like 34 points. So it's pretty good. Top 80%, top 20%,
yeah,
whatever. However you do your math. If we win this, we're going to win like $35.
Okay. Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all I got for it. Yeah, I think you should all play it. I think it's fun. There's literally we are currently ranked, the visitor section. I had Brian help me on this, so
okay.
It's pretty amazing.
We're right with Steve Smith that after this season we're going to retire.
So there's roughly like 70,000 people in the whole world that are playing this.
Okay.
So you too can be good at it, is I guess my greater point. Because when you talk about fantasy football,
it's really not a lot of people.
That's the point. Like, when you talk about fantasy football,
you
like
know, I like it when the numbers are small. When
yeah.
The pools are small, that's when you win. Like, I always tell somebody, where we were talking about, like, DraftKings or Draft, whatever the fuck, those, you know, daily fantasy leagues. I'm like, you want to get in when the crowd is very tiny so that you cash in. You start throwing your $1, $2 when there's, like, a fucking $500,000 people in it. Your little baby roster of shit is not going to matter. You're going to be tied with 20,000 people. Anyway, it's your daily fantasy soccer. Daily fantasy.
I don't know if there's daily. Probably. Maybe. I don't know. People game on everything, dude.
I know they game on everything. Jesus, they're fucking worse than gamblers. Well, I guess they are gamblers, but...
Yeah, call it for what it is.
I'm sure there was like a gamble on how long, you know, Lena Seau's speech was.
My God.
I'm sure there was there. Did I say Sydney? My apologies. Sydney Sales.
Yeah, that would have been a push.
I guarantee you somebody made that bet. That is awful that we're laughing about that. But that is sad fucking truth.
I mean, I'm not above betting on Joey Chestnut to see how many hot dogs and buns.
Let's get this over with and then end the show. Richie Incognito says, fuck this. I should have never been investigated shit. Which, by the way, he did use racial slurs. I don't know if he's really a racist, but according to his words, might prove otherwise.
God.
Jonathan Martin just tweeted, and I guess he deleted it.
Just rolled over in his grave.
He's done. But in the end, football was just a job, according to him.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that Richie would try to be the one to.
Well, I'm just going to point out the facts. Richie's starting in Buffalo. Jonathan Martin sitting at home.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
those are facts.
Facts are that one's good at playing football, the other one wasn't, and this wasn't a few good men where people go in his bedroom and stuff sock down his throat.
Everybody knows that Richie Incognito is
a dickhead. Yes.
Huge asshole.
Yes.
Like every year is one of the, like, voted what by the players, one of the dirtiest players in the league.
Yeah. So, I mean, nothing new, right?
I'm not surprised he said this, but I am, because I'm just like, I got to think, if you're that dude, you just shut up and get paid. Like, you don't even want to, like, piss Goodell off and lose out on the NFL again. Like, you're Richie Incognito. What is your plan after?
I don't understand that news, and I didn't understand when people came out and was like, Rex Ryan considered bringing in Michael Vick. What point of that news was he considered bringing him in? Like, he didn't bring him in.
Someone's like, Mike Vick, and he's like, nope. Considered it.
Nope. Well, I did consider that one.
I said his name in my head. Like, yeah.
I don't understand news like that, and I definitely don't understand why Richie would go out of his way and be like, fuck that guy. I guess it was just like grandstanding on the fact that everybody hates Goodell right now. Everybody hates Goodell.
Everybody's so upset about Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady's getting screwed by the league. Like, no, Tom Brady cheated in the AFC Championship game. That's the only point. That's it. It doesn't matter how he did it. He totally cheated.
Did he cheat?
It doesn't matter how he did it. He could have stuffed his socks.
All I got to say is, man, when there's a guy named the Deflator, the guy's name is Deflator.
I mean, no, he just sparked a lot,
man. Nobody did anything wrong. Why did two people get fired? Yep. And that was loud.
Is that how the story of our show ends? next week on the visitor section, ladies and babies, and that one guy who got shot in the face with a nail gun.
Yes. Why is that so loud?
Say something about the Browns.
I said something about the Browns. A lot of things about the Browns.
Wow.
I think we should just stop talking about this.
No, I think that from now on, when we talk about them, we will only talk in terms of draft day. The boot.
Why is this being so loud tonight?
That's Windows 10.
Yes, it is.
Brian got the disc.
Everyone can eat shit! A big bag of shit! I'm the greatest man!